and let yourself be with the universe and know that all things are possible. And it is in your mind that you allow things to happen, allow yourself to be healthy and whole, and to allow yourself to heal. And it is 85% intentionality that you heal. It isn't anyone else or anybody else out there, but it's within yourself. And let go and feel your connection to the highest spirit, and that you are that highest spirit. And so bless you, and keep the sensation, and in your everyday life, allow yourself to do the oming and let the vibration heal. And now we'll just have a moment of silence and go into the depth of the profoundness of silence for just one moment, 1 minute. So our souls have reached each other, and we will always be together. And those who feel lonely, don't feel lonely, because we are all connected. And those who feel powerful, you are sending energy to those that need your energy and are healing, whether you know it or not, whether we're aware of it or not. But the healing is there at all times. So I wish you all good healing and good blessings.
Thank you so much. And Dr. Effie, now you have videos, and which I'm really hoping to get from you, one of your videos. And I know you do, you have a CD that is the guided meditation.
Oh, you know, we sent you a whole set.
Oh, you did?
You have not received it yet?
Not yet. I didn't check my mailbox today. That's wonderful.
I have a book called Healing from China, Qigong.
Uh-huh.
And then the video, two videos. One is on the general aspects of Qigong, and then the exercises. And then I have the second, which is helping to balance the Qi by utilizing the points in your body and sending Qi through, teaching you how to send the Qi through. And then the CD is the meditation, the five-element meditation tape, which I have designed. Most all of these I've designed on my own. And it's a very powerful set, because I get feedback, and people carry my book, and they said, I get energy all the time. And they put it under the pillow and sleep with it. And they said, I get new ideas even in my sleep, you know. And these are the fun things that, you know, take place all the time. And we have to have fun to
do this.
And so I'm happy to check what happened and send you the set, Dr. Rain.
Oh, well, let me, I'll give you a call. I'll check the mail tomorrow and see if something has come.
Okay.
That's fabulous,
right.
And I'm so honored.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure, yes. And it's my pleasure to kind of be with all your people. It's a real honor. And I hope they will sense the healing that we send. Every day at 12 noon, I have meditation internationally, and people just join in with my meditation, the Laws of the Five-Element Meditation. But even if you don't know the meditation, then just tune in. If you want to get healing, that you just ask for the energy. And if you feel you want to help heal, then tune in also. It's 12 noon wherever you are. And that you tune in and you send energy to heal. And it's for healing the individual and also the planet. Because healing the person is healing the planet. We are connected with the whole planet, I mentioned last time.
Dr. Effie, I'd like to have you talk about being obsessed with entities.
Uh-huh. obsession of entities, like ghosts and devils and black, you know, energy and all that.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting subject.
Yes, it is. But you know what? It's very simple. For me, because I worked a lot with the with these people,
mm-hmm.
And have had very good success with it, and I simplify it. There is no such thing as bad ghosts. I mean, we can call it bad ghosts or not. We have lost ghosts, and lost ghosts and the entities are actually looking for help. Now, this is my idea, and I'm certainly open for discussion and everything. And so they've gotten lost, and basically, I feel all entities are good, except they've gotten lost. So therefore, if we can guide them back into the sunshine and the gold and the light and the goodness, that's what they are looking for. So it is the imbalance of energy. The imbalance of energy and the blockage of energy which creates carbon dioxide in our body, like we don't breathe properly, so we don't get enough oxygen to foster circulation and foster circulation of the blood and foster circulation of all the lymphatic system, the endocrine system, all systems in our body. Therefore, we go into stagnation. And in this stagnation, then, we are weakened. And that the what we have in us, if it's weakened, is going to appear bad. It's going to appear negative, and it's going to, and we have fear and anxiety and grief and anger, all of that as our natural emotions. And so therefore, if we're deficient, then these emotions are going to act up.
Mm-hmm.
And then what then appears as ghosts and entities, it really is an imbalance of your vital life force, and that there are ways indeed to easily rid yourself of that. And people say, well, I'm obsessed by so-and-so, or someone has possessed me,
mm-hmm.
or someone has sent an obsession onto me. I explain it that it's you who has the control of yourself, and if you've lost control of yourself, then others can take control of you. But if you keep building your positive aspect of yourself and you keep improving your internal chi, this is your internal life force, and be full, then the negatives cannot come in. And we have helped, for example, we have people all ages, and within a short time, and I'm talking about just a few sessions, not necessarily years. And I know people have gone to psychiatrists for years for this and have not had any success moving from depression and anxiety to even suicidal, because they can't stand, they couldn't deal with it. And that within a short time that I've had success in working with them. And it is turning our consumption of oxygen to its maximum. So that's what Qigong is that it's maximizing or super oxygenating your body. If you don't get enough oxygen to your brain cells, then your brain cells are going to feel low-key, and it's going to go into depression, and it's going to have all kinds of images and imagination. Does this make sense at all?
Oh, absolutely.
And so I don't buy into this whole cult and all this, you know, thing. And I think if you buy into it, then you're laying your own bed.
Yes.
So I help people to take a logical look at it. If you don't have oxygen in your body, all kinds of things will happen, and that's from getting cancer to getting fearful images and feeling that you're persecuted and schizophrenia and depression, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
So I take a very practical and down-to-earth approach to it, and I have not lost a client yet in that aspect.
Haven't lost a client yet?
And so it's more complicated in dealing with it than I'm trying to explain right now. But if we move it into the simplicity, then we have the capability to deal with it. But if we keep complicating things and adding to, quote, the mystery, and this is what it is. People love a mystery.
Mm-hmm. They do, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. And so they play up the mystery, and then it exacerbates this mystery. And then all H breaks loose, you know. But I do have sort of steps in which I deal with that. So the breath is the first thing. Like, for example, you're giving me the opportunity to help your listeners to kind of experience this breath and relaxation and moving the energy and feeling that they're connected with the whole universe. And the universe has good energy and bad energy. And it's like, you know what, The Secret is so popular right now.
Yes.
It's saying, if you put out good things, you get good things. You put out bad things, you get bad things.
Right, yes.
And this is like 5,000 years old in Chinese medicine.
Sure.
Right?
Yes.
Except we didn't separate it out and kind of market it as a one little thing. And it is with the whole entity of dealing with the whole person. And so if you think positive, for example, the expression of positive things, which people don't even realize that. How many people say, no problem?
No problem?
Yeah.
How many people say?
How many people say that? How often do you hear that?
Oh, often, sure.
All the time.
Uh-huh.
And if we were on television, I can demonstrate to you what that does for you, you know.
When you say no problem?
Yes. What that does, it'll just wear you right out. You have no energy.
Right.
And also, saying, I don't have pain. Now, that's supposed to be positive, right?
Uh-huh.
So now we're getting into everyday expression, how it can wear us out and
sure.
lead us into
sure.
what you were starting to talk with me about, seeing entities and feeling ghosts and being, you know, inundated and
right.
and being obsessed and things. And so that even saying, I have no pain, that means positive. That person's reporting. But if we, again, I checked your energy, your energy will have gone down, so you have no energy. And you will have voided out what was positive.
Okay.
And so you should say, I feel more comfortable, instead of saying, I have no pain. I feel 100% better.
Right.
Instead
yeah.
of saying, I have no pain. And one, it will wear out your energy, and you hear no problem. It will continue to wear out your energy. And
yeah.
so we go to shopping, right? And you ask the salesman, oh, can I see this, please? Oh, no problem. And they go to the next counter. Oh, yeah, no problem. I'll show it to you, no problem. And you're so tired out, and people think they're tired out from shopping. But you know what? You're tired out from that no problem. It keeps wearing your energy down, down, down.
And, you know, I hear so many people say in their positive affirmations, they will say things like, I'm debt-free.
Uh-huh, right.
All my debts are paid.
Uh-huh. Well, just say something else.
Yeah.
All my debts are... So you're still focusing on your debt.
Still focusing on debt.
Yeah, exactly. And if you say no pain, you're still focusing on pain, or I have no more dizziness. All people think this is positive, but you're focusing on the problem.
Right.
So I have no dizziness. Just say I feel very balanced, and I feel stable. We have to learn new words.
New words.
Well, then not new words, but it's we
and
need
they're old
to
words, but we
use
have to begin.
All these positive words instead of using negative words to mean positive. And you say shake a leg or break a leg. You know how that's a positive expression?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
people,
oh, okay, break a leg. And of course we laugh, and also the negative joking about ourselves, that really brings us down and wears us down. And you say, well, gee, don't you have any sense of humor? Oh, we got lots of things we can laugh at and with. But this negative joking about yourself, about joking with others, actually wears the individual down. That's why we get so much chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia and nondescript pain and just tiredness. And people think it's normal to be tired in the afternoons.
No, it's not.
It isn't. No, it isn't normal. We have been brainwashed to think that it's okay. We say, oh, well, yeah, it's normal. You're tired. It's in the afternoon. It's 3:00, you know. Well, it isn't. You can have energy to go all the way through until you're ready to go to sleep. So it is very interesting.
And you know what else, Dr. Effie? You know what else people say?
What?
This is one that I hear all the time. Well, I'm getting older. I can't do what I used to do.
Yes, I know. And so they have all these jokes about my aching back. And,
yes.
And I think it's great that they can laugh at that.
Or
the more
how about
you do,
this one?
The
it's
more
a
you
pain
get,
in the butt.
Yeah?
How about that one? It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, that's right. Or pain in the neck.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And you're calling it right to you.
Well, it does. And as I said, if we were on television, I could demonstrate to you graphically right away how these things affect you. And the common communication is, why don't we have fish for dinner? Or why don't we take in a movie? Right?
Uh-huh.
It's a common expression. Why don't we do this? Why don't we go swimming? Why don't we go take a hike, you know?
Uh-huh.
Instead of say, let's go swimming, let's take a hike, let's have dinner, let's go to a movie. Instead, a lot of people say, why don't we? And that wears you out.
Yeah.
So, see, when a salesperson, when I go in, a salesperson says to me, oh, yeah, no problem. And I would turn around and say, oh, you're happy to help me? Thank you.
Yes. And, you know, they don't get it. They don't really understand.
No. And I'm not going to go and demonstrate to you right then, you know. But if someone is interested and I find that they say, oh, well, why do you say that, you know, then I will show them. I will
right.
demonstrate them what they just said, what it does to them, what now they say does to them. And it's a really amazing. And that is a big part. And people, when my students start to think about what they say, they say, I can't say anything. And I said, you just said something. I can't say anything. You know? And not a negative.
You can say lots of things. Just be very cognizant of
exactly.
what and the way you're saying things.
Exactly. Well, that's just it. And that is one of the greatest causes for our nondescript problems that we have. You know, like appetite, GI problems, the irritable bowel syndrome,
right.
and gastrointestinal disturbances that we can't eat, indigestion, and sleep problem, all of these common things, and headaches, and just nondescript pain, and a lot of these are common things that create that, and it wears down your immune system. And these things wears you out so that your corona, the aura around you, which shows the amount of vitality and immune system you have and your strength and your life force, that it wears that down, and you can see the energy changes. And when that wears down and your immune system is worn down, then that's when you're susceptible to being ill and at the slightest, even with the weather, you know. So if you have a higher immune system, of course, the weather doesn't affect you as much, and you can go with lesser clothes. I know when people have coats on, I have a jacket on. When people have a jacket on, I have a shirt on.
Yes. Yeah. I'm the same way. Yeah, I can't deal. I'm going to rephrase that.
Yeah.
I have a much easier time in cooler or cold weather.
Yes.
Although, in my past, I have suffered from bronchitis and pneumonia.
Oh, yeah.
So
you built your energy up then that now you can tolerate that.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And, you know, so many people have bronchitis, so many people have asthma, and so many people have arthritis.
Yes.
This is one of the common things. And we can work with that in just a session and can get relief. And if they keep working, then they get more permanent relief. But people have suffered for so long, and it really literally is. And we have things like the moxa, you know, the moxa stick, the moxa bastion. This is part of traditional Chinese medicine.
I don't know about it. Can you explain it?
Yeah. Well, the moxa is the herb that is called Artemisia vulgaris, but it is a wormwood or
I know wormwood.
Yeah, a plain old ordinary wormwood or mugwort, you know, the name. But it has to be grown to 9 years old to get the proper potency.
Okay.
If it's too young, it's just too new. And if it's too older than that, it's too old to, it's pooped out, you know, okay?
Uh-huh.
And so that, you burn it, and I have to tell you, it smells like marijuana, you know, okay? So you have to be careful with it. People might think you're smoking marijuana. But it's a Artemisia vulgaris, and it is a short-wave heat that penetrates. So short-wave heat penetrates your body, your surface, before you feel the heat. Whereas if you light a cigarette and you hold the cigarette like half an inch, an inch over your head, that you'll feel the heat on the surface of your skin.
Right.
But this Artemisia vulgaris, the moxa, you feel the heat inside first before you can feel the external surface that is closer to the cigar, like, you know, moxa. So it has many forms. It has a cigar-like thing that you can hold over certain points or areas. And arthritis of the fingers, the hands, and that's what I was using on the woman's knee, demonstrating how they can, they can use this at home. And the woman in the back said, I feel a healing. And she got up and walked, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that's what I was using, the Artemisia vulgaris. And so, but that is penetrating right into the bone. And before you feel the heat on the skin, but you have to be very careful not to burn yourself because it creates deep burn. And then we have cupping. Oh, let me tell you, this Artemisia vulgaris is good for lung conditions because it opens up the energy and it helps you breathe better. And be sure you don't breathe it in, though, you know. And so, but then it's good for your arthritis. And we've had hands that were clawed and can't move it out or in. And within just 10 minutes, we've got them moving their hands and their pain is gone. Now, it sounds ludicrous, Dr. Rain, I know. But this is like, we've had thousands of clients, you know, that's experienced this. And it's just absolutely remarkable. And then the other is a cupping. You know the glass cups?
Yes, uh-huh. They make
them.
Yes. They make big sucker bites.
Yeah, and you just put a light in there for just a brief moment to kind of burn up the oxygen, and then you put it on your skin, and like on your back or in the front chest area, and it creates a suction, and it holds it there. And you can move it up and down the back and create a relief of the contracted energy and of the energy that's kind of bogged up and help relieve and the asthma and the respiratory distress is very good. But just using Qigong and teaching how to breathe is really amazing. So one of our students this last weekend, I met her just 6 weeks ago, and she had multiple pills for her asthma and 3 inhalants. And she's a singer that has a beautiful voice, but she can't sing when she's, troubled with this breathing.
Yeah.
She's clear. She's off her medications. And I don't take them off medication, but I have them talk to their doctor and say, tell the doctor you're feeling good and just demonstrate to them what you can do, et cetera. And then the doctor reduces her medication, but within 6 weeks, she's off all her medication. And I got her singing because she was feeling like a swelling in her throat, in her trachea there, and she her voice was kind of captured. And so in the class, we also released it and moving energy over her body, passing my hand over her body and over the trachea area, and just brushing and taking away that condensed energy. And she sang for us, beautiful, beautiful contralto.
That's just very interesting. As I said when I first brought you on, when I was introducing you, that we do this show to let people know that there are other ways to balance and heal and move forward,
yeah,
and change and transmute old conditions.
Yes.
We just have too many people out there still believing,
uh-huh,
that you have to take a pharmaceutical,
yes,
to heal,
uh-huh,
something.
And then there's all the side effects.
It's
all
what?
The side effects of it.
All the side effects.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and they create worse conditions than the condition itself.
Absolutely, and we've said 100 times with so many different people that have been on our show, Pulitzer Prize nominees, people like John Barron.
Yeah.
You can live longer with cancer than you can with chemotherapy.
And radiation.
Those things will kill you.
Exactly.
If you're diagnosed with one of these devastating illnesses, the first thing you don't need to hear is that you've only got 6 months to live.
That's right.
That's
not locked in, the psychology, your emotions.
It scares you into death. It literally frightens people to death.
Yes. I have a young man in Toronto, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely young man, but he has, tumors, so he was like really emaciated and very, very, he's got lung tumors, and he was like, he couldn't even lift his 1-year-old daughter up, and I went there after one session with him, he just swooped down and picked up his 1-year-old daughter, and like, they're standing, hey, don't do that. He said, I feel great.
Yeah.
And, I wouldn't force myself. So now they have another daughter, just recently, and he's carrying both of them. But in the meantime, he went to a hospital to have chemotherapy, and it did him in, and he was so, so weak after that. And then we built him back up now, and he's carrying both his children now, and he's down on the floor playing with them, et cetera. And like his 1.5-year-old child now, she said, oh, Daddy's playing with us? I mean, like, Daddy never plays with us, And she said, wow, Daddy's playing with us? And she's so happy. She said, oh, Daddy, I'm so happy. Because he's always having to go to bed. And said, well, Daddy, no go to bed, It's just so joyful.
Yes.
And now he's looking for other experimental drugs to take. When he's feeling so good, he's gone back to work and everything.
And you said he's looking for experimental drugs?
He's looking for other experimental drugs. And I can't say, you know, look, you're feeling great, and you're back to work, and you can carry your kids, and you can, you know, appreciate your wife. And he's been communicating a lot more with his wife since he's been ill. And so I always tell people to, what is it that you're supposed to learn from this illness or from this challenge? And one of the things is that, boy, he sure learned how to communicate with his wife. And they're so happy. They're spending time talking about a lot of, you know, ideas and just sharing with each other, which they should have done 4 years of their marriage, you know.
Yeah.
So there's always, in the challenge, there's something to learn.
Yes, and, you know, I have seen in my own experience with working on healing people that their illnesses always serve something.
Yes.
Always serve something.
Yes.
So one of the first things that I have people do is to let's work together and let's find out what that illness or that unbalance is serving in you.
Yeah. That's exactly. That's one of the first things I do. And sometimes I don't even work on them, and it's physically. And it's just like, okay, what's going on in your life? Okay?
Yeah.
Unless it's a good thing. And if they have trouble telling you any good thing, well, then that's a big problem.
Yes.
You know, you say, okay, what's good in your life? Okay, take away this illness or challenge that you have now. Let's take a look. What has been really good in your life? What has made you really happy and joyous? And what have you had passion for? And it's like, I have to think about that.
Yeah, yes.
And it's like, they take minutes and many minutes to think about it. It's like, well, I really can't think of a lot, you know. But I just want one, even. Not a lot.
Yes.
And then, if you say, tell me some of the bad stuff that's been happening with you. And
oh,
guess
they
what?
Can go on.
Right away, they'll go, blah, 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 and they can come up with millions of things.
Yes.
And that's why, you know what I do, Dr. Rain? When I have my students and my clients, I have them say hello to their family members, look them in the eye, and they respond back. And or their friends or their coworkers. And that's a practice for everybody to do. It's like giving recognition and getting recognition. Don't just say hi, Ross, you know, and then go away and not expecting a hello drain back.
Yeah.
You know? And that's what we do all the time. Hi, how are you? And it just goes right through, right?
Yeah.
People just pass right through. And the second thing I have, because that makes them acknowledge the person is there, and also when they leave, that they need to say, so long, bye, you know, and say their name, and et cetera. Because how often that somebody has left, and then we never see them again, or worst is that they die.
Yeah.
And then we say, oh, I wish we had been more attentive when he was around. And the second thing I have them do is tell us something good about themselves. So now they're going to every day have to start looking for something good. So every day they're to share something good about themselves. And that, well, gee, there's not that much good about me. I said, if you look, you'll find lots. And even if it's a little thing, it's still a big thing. And then the other thing, the third thing, is to say something good about the other person. Not just like, it's been nice to know you, you know. But something that they notice, oh, I really like your eyes. Just something simple like that. Or I love the way you dealt with that person. It was really compassionate. Or, you know, or your skill at doing this, I really admire that.
Yes.
And just something simple, not elaborate. And so those three things, if people live by that, they will feel so much better, and disease would be, believe it or not, reduced by a big percentage, if not 50%, because
yeah.
it's a loss of self-esteem in the beginning that we start to erode. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think something that is important also to talk about, Dr. Effie, is what we eat. Now, I've been talking...
Diet is absolutely important.
I've been talking for weeks about living now, literally living on the Sunrider foods. Yes, I have a little bit of other food during the day once in a while. But mostly it's live, vegetables, salads,
yes.
fruits, that sort of thing. I did have some black beans in a burrito today. Black beans and lettuce and a little bit. They put a spoonful of grilled chicken in it because I hadn't had any thing like that in about 2.5 months.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it was good, it was yum, and I only ate half of the flour tortilla.
Uh-huh.
And then I ate the rest with a spoon with just, you know, the lettuce and the tomato and that sort of thing.
Uh-huh.
But
well, you know,
the way we feed ourselves
in a Chinese upbringing that we are brought up with, oh, eat this, it'll make your eyes bright. Eat this, it'll give you a stronger spine.
Uh-huh.
Eat this, it'll give you good, beautiful skin. Eat this, it'll make you taller.
Right.
It's not like, oh, eat this and you get the calcium that you need. Eat this and you get phosphorus
and iron
and all that. I mean, what do we care, you know, as young kids, right? And so we eat carrots because we can see better, you know? Or we eat a certain thing, your skin will be better, or hair is better, et cetera. And so it became very much part of us. But then there's the deepest theory within diet, because we have, food that is rich. We have food that is cool. We have food that is damp, cool, like wet cool. And then there's food that is toxic for you, like a lot of shellfish is toxic.
Right.
It's a hard, you know, it's got toxins in it. And like duck is really, it's like, almost like a duck. Duck is in Chinese means like it's almost like poisonous, you know, and it's got too much fire. And so we have all the food classified like that. And you know, I used to teach cooking on television.
Oh, did you?
Yes, I did. And also teach cooking. But now what I do is, like, cooking is part of the health part of my teaching.
Uh-huh.
And so fresh food and et cetera. But I have, in Chinese, we have, like, so many things that so many ingredients, that everything. For example, if you had a Chinese meal every day of the year, morning, breakfast, and dinner, you don't have to repeat one dish.
Ever.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
And there's a saying that if the Germans found something, they would dissect it. And if the United States, the Americans found something, they would shoot it to the moon.
Yeah.
If the Chinese found something, guess what? We would eat it.
We'd eat it.
A way of eating it.
Are you familiar with...
Yes, we talk about the yin and yang of food.
Yes.
And matching the yin and yang with the body and mind. And so it's very much integrated in with all that we do. And that you can heal yourself with proper food.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely. And, of course, dead food is a canned food. Canned food.
Yes.
We must stay away from.
Have to stay away.
Yes, and sugar. and yes. sweets.
Yes.
That is...
White flour.
White flour. Yes. Processed food. And refined food, artificial coloring, and all of that is really very harmful for the body. And even our water, the chlorine in our water is harmful to our immune system. It reduces our immune system so that filtering. It's just a natural chlorine filter. In the cities, you don't have to do all the heavy metals and all that. In fact,
yeah.
you do need some
yeah.
metals in your body. And so it's really filtering the chlorine out of city water that is important. And so even bathing in water that is heavily chlorinated, it also affects you too as well.
Right.
Yeah, so... And so drinking enough water, and now I think supplements are really important as well, because the food that is grown has not got the nutrition as it used to have
right.
in
oh,
the old
absolutely.
Days.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's pulpy, and
yeah.
it's,
yeah.
it doesn't taste the same, and it doesn't have the same nutritional value. So, Dr. Rain, I agree with you that
yeah.
The diet, or I shouldn't say diet, but our nutrition.
Our nutrition. Are you familiar with Sunrider?
I am. Mm-hmm.
There have been so many changes in my body, and I am considered a master herbalist myself. I have many 60, 70 different herbs that I work with, and many of them are Chinese, the ginsengs.
Yeah.
I had to really begin rethinking how we treat the body, because most people are not aware of how to even use the medicinal herbs. And
exactly.
with the supplements, they think that they should be taking these kinds of things every day, all the time.
Yes.
And you can't. Those things become an irritant to the body.
Well, that's
so,
why I mentioned that we were brought up that food is...
Food,
is,
yes.
And you eat this, and you, you have this. And you eat this, and it helps your stomach. And
yes.
eat this, and you get a stronger ligament, you know?
Yes.
And so therefore... Food is medicine.
Exactly.
And if it's used right and taken whole instead of isolating the properties
yes.
that
yes.
Western science thinks
yes.
that it's that isolated property.
Exactly.
You cannot isolate nature.
No, when you remove one constituent from the herb, you know, a perfect, for instance, Dr. Effie, is aspirin.
Oh, yeah.
Aspirin removed, that particular constituent removed from the white willow.
Uh-huh.
Has the ability to irritate the lining in your stomach. It can
yes.
perforate the small intestine.
Yes.
But if you were to just make a weak tea of the entire white willow plant.
Entire plant.
The entire
yes.
plant.
Mm-hmm.
You would get rid of your headache or whatever your, because it's an analgesic and,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, so you would get rid of whatever the complaint is, but it would have no side effects.
Exactly. Well, you know, our nature is created whole, and it was
yeah.
not to be isolated in compounds to be taken as an isolated item.
Right.
Right? And when we do, that's where we get the imbalances. And this is why when people are discovering certain herbs in China is good, they want to isolate exactly that single
right.
compound.
Yes.
And then when they do, they say, oh, it's this. And then they get all kinds of side effects because there's not the buffering that God had created
yeah.
this compound, and it should be taken all together.
And, you know, I think another perfect example that so many people can relate to is Valium. Valium comes from the valerian root.
Oh.
And I think so many people have been prescribed in the past Valium. I don't think they prescribe it so much anymore. But I could take one Valium and cry for 2 days.
Uh-huh.
It was
I can imagine.
oh, such a depressant to my system.
And exactly. Yet, you know, and the thing is, too, different cultures respond to different potency in medication.
Absolutely.
For example, the Chinese have very little tolerance for medication. And what seems to be a minimal dose is like too much, and they get terrible side effects. And I can say this from experience. My father, who had Bell's palsy, and he was prescribed a drug, and it killed him.
My goodness.
Yes, it did, literally. And, you know, people shouldn't get killed with Bell's palsy. And
people shouldn't
that
get
was,
killed
I started
with drugs.
Seriously think what it is. I was a nurse at that time, and I was seriously thinking, what am I doing? In nursing, I see the revolving door concept.
Sure.
Of people going out, coming back in. Their asthma or whatever it is, they come back in. And then I see we're using Chinese medicine, which my dad and friends utilize, and they save people from dying, and they got better when medicine couldn't help them. And I really took a look at what my, you know, calling was all about.
Yes.
And I love my nursing. I value what I know. But when we abuse medicine and, you know, the Western medical system by just doing that only and say there's nothing else that can help you, when there's so much side effects to it, I think that is very bad. And so the thing is, I myself, then when my dad died of medication reaction, it took me about 10 years to kind of really look at things and to study things and to come out really. I mean, I was almost in hiding, learning from the Chinese doctors at those days, you know, and that's a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And so that if you were talking about Chinese herbs, and they still look at you like Fu Manchu and Dragon Lady. And, you know, it goes way back, even past that, you know.
Yeah.
And so I really didn't let anybody know I was studying. And then when my dad died, then I really openly looked for teachers and really studied. And it took me about 10 years to kind of really, I went back to Taiwan and went to, you know, China, different places, and learned. And I'm very happy now, Dr. Rain, that I'm integrating the best of the East and the best of the West.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And there is good things in the West. It's just the abusive use of it. And there's good things in the East. And the combination of it, I think the marriage of it is what's going to be really helping our whole world. You know, and I'm not just talking about Chinese medicine, but Ayurveda medicine and the, you know, African herbal and cultural medicine, the Hispanic, Spanish population, they have their healers, and the Indian have their healers. And when I say mixing the East and the West and the North and the South, I guess I would say,
uh-huh.
That combining the best of everything is the only way we're going to save our humanity. I hate to be dramatic about it. I don't want to sound dramatic. But we are at that pivotal point where as our humanity is going to go down the tube, or we have to rise up and save it. And I'm talking about the phoenix that rises from the ash. And there's you and I and people like Dr. Rustam Roy and Dr. Wild and all the others, you know, Dr. Wayne Jonas, who's really sticking their neck out and doing research on placebo.
I've
always said, why do we have to dispel placebo when placebo gets a higher percentage of a good outcome than the drugs that people take? So Dr. Wayne Jonas is now doing some research on placebos, coming out with some very exciting results. So we have to, in a way, face with this dilemma of our world, of our universe, that we each have to really stick our heads out and our necks out to do what is not quite accepted, you know, and just move on.
Yeah.
And this global warming, I have to say, in Chinese medicine, that we talk about the individual and the universe. Like, for example, we relate to a particular planet. Each of our organs relate to a particular planet, particular animal, particular flower, a plant, and particular season, particular time of day, and particular taste. That is the universe in us. And so each of our organ has this relationship with one-fifth, each organ system with one-fifth of the universe. It's exciting, isn't it?
It is, absolutely.
And so that we extend beyond ourselves. And so this global warming is very serious, too, and people should do things that can help help with the environment.
You know, we were just talking about this a few weeks ago, and this gentleman said to me, well, it's the natural progression of things, and, you know, we're talking about you know, the animals that go extinct.
We're talking about the dinosaurs before.
Yes, and we're talking about the melting of things. And he says, you know, everything goes extinct and the planet warms and these things have been happening forever. And, you know, it'll be a normal, natural thing if everything melts and whatever's going to happen happens. And I said, well, you know, I agree with you that it is, you know, animals do go extinct.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And I said, but I don't want to be the animal to go extinct.
Well, but there's another dimension today that this person doesn't understand, obviously, is that in those days, the water was still pure.
Yes.
And we could drink water from the oceans, from the lake and all that.
Not as
and
far.
Also the air was pure, and that our lungs didn't get black from the smoke and the chemicals and everything.
Yes.
And but now, even the fish has got mercury, and it's being destroyed, and this all the animals are being destroyed, you know, to some point, some more than the others, and depending where they are. But if that animal can't drink from the ocean or the lakes,
what's it going to do?
And for us, to have to buy water.
Oh, yeah.
Who would ever think in those days that we would ever have to buy water? And now we have to buy air?
Yeah.
And to wear a gas mask, you know, many people are wearing oxygen masks and carrying oxygen tanks because they can't take this air. There's a big difference between the extinction then, there's the evolution, but we may destroy all living habits on this earth because all water is being polluted.
Dr. Effie, give your website.
I'm sorry?
Give your website.
Oh, the website is www.eastwestqi.com. Qi is qi, you know, like qigong.
Uh-huh.
So www.eastwestqi.com. And we're located in San Francisco, although I travel all over the world.
Yes, you do, don't you? on your website, is there a schedule of your appearances?
Well, they're scheduled some of our classes, yes, and we're just updating by schedule appearances. Like, for example, talking at so many varying world conferences and things, I don't have them in there, but only the training programs that I'm participating in and giving, they're in there. But we're updating the whole thing. For example, I'm going to be in Shanghai, in Guangzhou in September, and that's the Third World Congress on Integrative Medicine there. And we're having a World Congress on Qigong. That's our activity in Japan on October the 5th to the 7th. And then I go back to Beijing, and that will be on the International Acupuncture Association that the conference is. And so I'll be doing some program in Bangkok, you know. So these things I do not have, but thank you. You remind me that we need to get it on the website.
Well, I think it would be interesting for the people here in the United States to know, you know, where are you going to be when you're going to be?
Yes.
Because
okay.
I'm sure that there would
be. I will take heed of your recommendation, Dr. Ray. And you know what? I don't know whether it's possible that the listeners who went through our relaxation and distant healing, is there any way they can write in to you or anything like that?
Well, they can email me.
They can email you or
sure.
Email us.
And
yes.
Email you.
Uh-huh.
And I would love to encourage people to, you know, get one of your videos. Get a video. Get the CD.
Yes.
Spend 45 minutes a day just relaxing, meditating, doing something for your body.
Yes.
Spend 20 minutes a day.
Yes.
You know, I hear people say, well, I don't have 45 minutes. Yes, you do.
Well, if you think they have 24 hours, and what they don't do, and they should do, is to schedule themselves into their daily schedule and not wait until they have time.
Yeah.
And we always put ourselves last. And I think we need to put ourselves first in helping ourselves to feel good so that we can do whatever we're busy doing, we can do better.
Absolutely.
If we're helping others, then we can help others better. Because otherwise you're spreading negative energy or depleted energy out into the atmosphere and to people that you are in touch with. And so you know, I tease that we are worse garbage cans than the garbage can that sits there, because we have to throw things into that garbage can. But the human garbage can slurps up garbage all the time, slurps up garbage energy all the time. And the negative energy is easier to get in than the good energy, because the good energy stays with the good people, and they're not kind of looking for a home. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
It's the negative energy and the energy that is weak and poor energy that is floating around looking for a home. And so if you are stronger within that, then you can thwart that and just pick up the stronger good energy. So even 10 minutes a day, but regular, every day, do something. Do a Qigong, one Qigong exercise a few times, or just sit and meditate for 15 minutes. But it's better if you can do it an hour. And then your body will say, oh, is this how I can feel? Is this what, you know, what my body is supposed to feel like? And they begin to like the way they feel.
Dr. Effie Chow, I want to thank you so much for being on our show tonight.
Well, it's been my pleasure, and I thought we were only going to go up for 1 hour, and we're 1.5 hour, Dr.
Ray. We are. You and I have, we've got a lot to say.
Wonderful.
Yeah, we've got a lot to say. So please visit Dr. Chow's website, and I would highly encourage you to get a CD, get a video, get the whole package. I know I can't wait to look at a DVD, and now I can learn Qigong through your DVD, correct?
Yes, many people have. And in fact, they have helped themselves with very serious conditions, too, just from my book and the DVD, and I have not met them until they were well. And one case is a lymphoblastic leukemia, a woman who's 60 years old, and she actually healed herself with practicing Chao Qigong diligently. She couldn't even walk out to her garden. And she now is teaching Chao Qigong in the church in Waterloo. And she is just absolutely marvelous, and many stories like this. So you can learn by my book and the DVD and the CD meditation.
Wonderful.
And I'd be happy to, if they write me or anything, I'd be happy to answer to as well.
Wonderful.
But I am interested if anybody feel they have any benefit to give us a feedback, you know, from that short moment of of healing, distant healing.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
And thank you so much, Dr. Rain.
You're very
and
welcome.
Blessings be with all of you, all of Dr. Rain's lovely listeners and faithful listeners. And so remember, every day I shall be sending energy.